Saw this story and I thought, because it's not one of my favorite candies, but I certainly have had before, and I probably will in the future at some time. But headline from USA Today story, Skittles.
Yeah, what's with that?
Unsafe for consumers, according to a lawsuit, because they contain a known toxin.
Oh.
Yeah, here's the story. Apparently this happened last week. A lawsuit seeking class action status. Trying to imagine how that's going to work.
Yeah, and how do you prove that?
Well, then again, with all kinds of different announcements, I'm hearing more and more on TV and even radio for class action opportunities, but that's a whole other story. This was filed in U.S. District Court in California by a woman who claims that Skittles are unsafe because they contain heightened levels of titanium dioxide. The titanium dioxide is used by Mars, the makers of Skittles, to produce the well-known array of artificial colors. Now, a few years ago, in 2016, Mars, it says here, publicly shared its intention to remove titanium dioxide from its products in the coming years. Didn't give a specific, it just said coming years.
Yeah.
Oh. And here we are in 2022. Maybe this is not coming years yet for Mars. I don't know. So, the FDA Code of Federal Regulations says that the color additive titanium dioxide may be safely used for coloring foods generally. There are some parameters.
Generally.
But it doesn't say it can't be used.
So the question is, how many Skittles do you consume?
Yeah, maybe that's the key. And were they going above parameters? I don't know. It says here that the regulated use of titanium dioxide is still legal in the U.S., but it's been banned in other countries, such as the European Food Agency says titanium dioxide cannot be used because of safety issues.
So what does it do to you? That's the bottom line question.
It says it could damage, again, damage the genetic information such as DNA. But it talks about the absorption being very low, but could accumulate in the body, which could eventually maybe cause a problem. So I guess it depends on how much, maybe it depends on how much you eat, or if maybe Mars wasn't following the strict code of the FDA.
So it alters your DNA? Is that?
No, it says could damage some of the genetic information. Doesn't say alter, but yeah.
So what are they using it? What are they using it for?
Well, for the colorization.
For the colorization.
Yeah. Now, the lawsuit says several Mars competitors don't use titanium dioxide for their products, such as Sour Patch Kids and Nerds. Talk about a mouthful of sugar there. And in addition, it says, and again, this is part of all the lawsuit, it says that Mars has other confectionery products, such as M&M's. They don't rely on titanium dioxide for the coloring of M&M's. Why are they using it for Skittles? Well, that's what the lawsuit is alleging, as it could be dangerous because of the heightened levels of titanium dioxide. Just filed last week. Mars says, not surprisingly, while we do not comment on pending litigation, our use of titanium dioxide complies with FDA regulations.
Well, years ago, we used to hear there were concerns or complaints about red food coloring.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Was that red dye number, whatever, something like that? Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Well, it's just, again, this was just from last week, so we'll have to stay tuned, I guess, as they say. We'll find out. But and it has to first to be, I guess it's going to have to go to court and be ruled upon, and then ruled if it could be class action.
Right. Okay.
Do you save just all your receipts and all your Skittle bags, or what?
I don't know.
Reading my mind. Isn't that the case has been with a couple of other, you know, you have to have your receipts or you have to be able to prove some type of consumption or use
that
bag of
a week. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I was addicted to Skittles, and I'm due. And it could turn out to be nothing, could be thrown out. Who knows? Just as it was introduced, so we'll find out. But I just thought that was interesting because a lot of people have enjoyed Skittles, and like I said, I have before myself.
Mm-hmm. The thing, though, that gets me is that they said, that Skittles said that, or Mars said that they were going to be getting rid of that.
It says here,
titanium dioxide.
Yeah, in 2016, it's had its intention to remove.
Intention.
In future years.
In coming years.
In coming years.
Yeah. Never specified.
So maybe that's where the lawsuit, then there you go. Well, I wonder if that'll help. That'll be the argument.
And maybe Mars will say, in fact, next year was our coming year. I don't know.
Maybe. Well, what's a reasonable time? I guess all that will be discussed.
Stay tuned. Wow. It's now in court. Oh, boy. We'll be talking about this for the next 10 years.